go into a...
Then take a pause and just do the Ted Baxter thing.
Right.
And then we'll talk afterward.
Okay. I got the three items here.
Go ahead.
I got the... See, the Edward R. Murrow, then the Lowell Thomas, and the... wind it up with Ted Baxter.
Right.
We'll do it that way. Okay?
Okay. Go.
What do you mean, go?
What do you mean, go? I'm taping, see?
Oh.
So you go ahead and do me... go.
Okay. I should have gone over this a couple of times.
Oh, don't worry.
Wait a minute. You
don't have to do the whole thing.
Okay. Well, first I'll do the Murrow, then the Lowell Thomas.
Okay.
Say go.
Go.
Okay. What did I say? Lowell Thomas or Edward R. Murrow?
Edward R. Murrow, Lowell Thomas.
Go. Houston, Texas. Democratic National... That's not him. No. That was Lowell Thomas.
Okay.
I think I better rehearse this before I do it.
All right.
Why don't you call me back in 5 minutes? Okay, Lowell Thomas. I think I'm going to... I think I'm doing Lowell better at this time of day.
Okay.
What time is it, by the way? About six?
It's just a little after 1 o'clock.
High above the murky waters of the Tibetan River... The Florida White House at Key Biscayne says the Nixon administration is making steady progress in their big job of declassifying formerly secret government documents. And so, as the sun sinks slowly in the west, burning everything, this is Lowell Thomas saying so long, and don't forget to tune in tomorrow when I'll talk to you about the sex life of the GNU.
That's good. Now do Edward R. Murrow.
Wait a minute. Tonight, we're going to take you on a visit to the home of Ted Brown. Ted Brown lives in this huge Rococo-styled mansion on the west side. Ted, tell me, Ted, how do you manage to keep this magnificent building so darn filthy?
That's beautiful. But the real one is Ted Baxter. He's the one that represents really the man of the hour.
Right. When morning, say good morning. When afternoon, say good afternoon. When good evening, say good evening. This is Ted Baxter. There will be no resumption of the Long Island Railway strike by non-owners unions. An agreement averting a resume walkout was reached late today, and a formal announcement is expected momentarily. U.S. Secretary of Labor Walter Brennan is on hand at the Hilton Inn at Kennedy Airport, the scene of negotiations to announce the settlement at a news conference scheduled to begin at 6:30 tonight. Brennan, best known for his performance as a country hayseed on television, assures newsmen that the settlement is the real